Ian Morrison, also known as The Rental Man, joins us again in the studio this morning. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning, Deb, and good morning, listeners.
Hey, the new rental laws just keep coming in, apparently.
Yes, Deb, we've been updated with more information this week. Coming into effect on the 30th of September, the changes will include limiting bond amounts to 4 weeks' rent. This, incidentally, has been the case for many years, so stating the obvious, really. Requirement for tenants to be offered at least two methods of paying rent, one of which must be fee-free. If there are any charges to the methods offered, then tenants must be provided written notice of these. This is in response to some of the third-party rent collection systems that some agents employ that do have high charges attached, Deb. Requirements for any bond claims to be supported with evidence as to why and what the claim entails, like rent owing, damages and the like, so ledgers, quotes, etc. are required. Utility bills, like water consumption, for example, must be promptly issued for payment. Again, in response to some agents and owners dumping large invoices of this type at end of tenancies instead of each billing period when issued by the service providers, which in my view is the only sensible way to do them, and limiting re-letting costs in the case of a tenant wanting to leave early during a fixed term based on the time remaining of the term. We're not advised of the specifics as to how we calculate this, but I'm sure we will find out in due course.
That's a bit of a list, Ian. Must be a bit challenging for agents and owners to constantly adjust their practices to suit.
Some of them are, Deb. As I said, some of them are already standard practices in my office and I would suspect in many others as well. There's more to come early next year, though.
Really? You are just a font of information today, Ian. What do they have in store for you then?
Yeah, doing my best, Deb. Hey, listen, May 2024 brings further changes, which includes better protection of tenants' privacy, improved access notice periods, and one we are all looking forward to, the prescribed tenancy application form, which in fact will be a form designed by the department and choices for how tenants can apply for a property.
Well, that will be interesting. So are you seeing any implications with all these new rules constantly being brought into force in the rental community?
Yeah, Deb, there are. There's been quite a few practical implications that we've noticed, but there is one that I would like to highlight today if we have time.
Plenty.
It's with regard to 12-month minimum terms with the price now attached to the property rather than the tenancy. One of my very long-term and fair-minded owners has recently responded to our market-based price range applicable for their next tenancy term at their property, and I quote, "Hi Ian, Narelle and I have been talking and we usually don't go for the higher end, but with these new laws in place, and if we were to decide to sell, then we feel it would be more attractive with higher rent as the new owner wouldn't be able to raise it. I'm sorry mate, as we've never looked at it like this before, but these are the cards the government has dealt us." These are decent people, Deb, and have always nominated the middle ground. So not only have they had to adjust their thinking away from the normal way of fairness, but there is a tenant out there who will be saddled with about $30 more per week than might normally have occurred. On both sides, Deb, that is the real tragedy of these ill-thought-out programs, and I am sure there will be more to come.
It certainly makes things more complicated when business and industry is micromanaged by the government. Ian Morrison, The Rental Man, keeping our community connected. And you can listen in again to this or other interviews by going to the 1015fm.com.au website and look for podcasts.